With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, this episode will probably make more sense and have more context if you click on the YouTube link, which is in the show notes. But if you've seen the Book of Boba Fett trailer a few times, it will probably make sense in audio form too. Either way, the option's there to click the link. On with the show.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars and the Book of Boba Fett trailer reaction video. I am Steel Saunders. I do love Star Wars. I'm here with Kubrick Boba, The Mandalorian, and Toro Calican. And we are here to take in a new trailer. Yes! Book of Boba Fett season is about to begin. These are good times. Let's watch it. We're definitely going to see Boba. We're definitely going to see Fennec. Will we have flashbacks? Will we have my much hoped for and predicted Sarlacc pit? Back to the Future 2 style re-showing? It's going to be very exciting. I cannot wait. And I don't have to wait because I'm going to press play right now. Oh my god! Star Wars reference. It's 90s Kenner Yoda. Come to life. Beaumont Monk, that is. Wow. Yes.
I heard otherwise. I know that you sit on the throne of your former employer.
Woo!
Jabba ruled with fear.
Ah.
I intend to rule with respect.
You were all once captains under Jabba the Hutt.
I'm here to make a proposal that's mutually beneficial.
Oh! Yes! Godfather vibes.
Why speak of conflict when cooperation can make us all rich?
Yes!
What prevents us all from killing you?
Because he's Boba Fett, you fool!
What we want.
Oh!
If you had spoken such insolence to Jabba, he'd have fed you to his menagerie.
Please, speak freely.
Don Boba, yes! Desperately wanted a Sarlacc pit flashback, but the Book of Boba Fett doesn't give me what I want. It gives me what I need. And that is some delicious sizzle for a new just crime overlord. Woo! That was just so sick. I've always wanted like a Godfather vibe in a Star Wars story, and we're about to hit it. I sort of got no like analysis. I'm just like, yes, I'm just a fry gif with the money. That's I gotta watch it again. That was too quick and good. Did I close the window out of excitement? So opening shot, classic Tatooine. I do love that people are just like, oh, no more Tatooine. Oh, Mandalorian season. Oh, back to Tatooine. And then you've got Book of Boba Fett, Tatooine, Kenobi, Tatooine. So hold your breath to Andor, those that are Tatooined out. I myself, I've had some of the best times of my life on Tatooine, both in real life, visiting the sets, and watching the rectangle on the screen. Ignite the green, you guys. Come on. So brilliantly, they open with, boring old Tatooine, and then they just bang, hit you with a Star Wars reference and show you Tatooine in a way that we hadn't seen before. And that is a Bomor monk just cruising on past. We saw him like creepy crawl at the back of Return of the Jedi. But hey, when it comes to practical and CGI, I gotta go with the future. CGI Bomor monk. That's what did it for me. And the way it moved was quite like stop motion-y. They did that jolty thing, kind of like the Blurg. So to make it look sort of old school, give it that kind of like Willow or Caravan of Courage special effects look. So Bomor monk, let's go. And the price of Power of the Force 2, Hasbro or Kenner 90s Bomor monks just went just skyrocketed. I think it was a Mail Away in the Insider or something. Man, when that came out in the 90s, it was just like, finally, the figure we've always wanted. All our battles and stuff as kids just weren't complete without our 3¾-inch Bomor monk.
I am not a bounty hunter. I've heard otherwise.
Little. Ah, I didn't notice that the first time. A Boba Fetted Lucas film. That's pretty classy. I got to give that one a good use of the license. Love it. So it looks like we're on Tatooine here.
I know that you sit on the throne of your former employer.
So I don't know what this town is in Tatooine. Could this be like Anchorhead or something? I don't know. But wasn't Anchorhead like small? It is sick to see this huge civilization city in Tatooine that goes down a cliff. This is what I want in the Pablo Hidalgo. Get onto this. Did they start building at the top and then went down, or did they start the city in the canyon and it grew? I guess I think that's where they would have started. They would have started the city in the canyon and then it would have spread out as it grew, I imagine. But I need to buy this in a source book come Christmas. Come on.
Jabba ruled with fear.
Look at him on Tatooine, just cruising.
I intend to rule with respect.
You were all once captains under Jabba the Hutt.
Let's check out Trandoshan. So sick. So sick. Is that in the main? Have they set up a dining table in the middle of the main audience chamber? Because you can see the stairs in the background. So it's a multi-use area, obviously. That's probably on the real estate report.
I'm here to make a proposal that's mutually beneficial.
Oh, is it got a little... Is that the part of the palace where they're looking out over the...
Why speak of consent? Balcony? When corporation can make us all rich.
What prevents us all from killing you?
You idiot. You idiot. What we want. Those shield things, that's cool. Ooh, I want to go watch that shot again. A bit of Boba violence. I didn't get that on the full screen. Woo! Shot! That's sick.
If you had spoken such insolence to Jabba.
I love this. He's the thinking man's gangster. Oh, this is going to be great.
He'd have fed you to his menagerie.
Please. Speak freely.
Love it. Love it. Oh, the character of Boba Fett is just so awesome. Just coolness and like from those books, the certain point of view or whatever, that sort of sassy, like bro-y Boba Fett, it's no, like this is so much better. And it's what I always wanted was like for Boba to be like a Mike from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul style character where he's like, he's so skilled and he knows the game and he's got such restraint and he'd rather think it out rather than fight it out. But if you want to fight it out, you're done, son. It's no buys unless you're a Jedi Knight with a giant teddy bear and a blind guy from the Mosquito Coast. Then if you're Boba Fett, it's a bummer, bro. But he bounced back. He bounced back. And now he's thinking it out. He's thinking it out. Just sick. Thank you. Christmas will come. And I love Christmas. Little Harry's is going to be so pumped for it. And there's going to be a bit of a come down after Christmas. But then, one more Christmas bounty will hit us before the end of December. Psyched, 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 psyched. Good time to be a Star Wars fan. And then we've got more stuff on November 12th, as we talked about on the last Hyper Chat, the last Corey Thursdays that went up on Thursday. From what we're hearing, you're going to be seeing a fair bit of footage from the next two shows, perhaps trailer, Andor and Kenobi, and them showing this trailer today, spending a bit of excitement credits on getting the Book of Boba Fett out, that would lend credence to that because they've got more ammo ready to go for that very special day for the whole family, the whole planet, Disney Plus Day. Thanks so much for watching. I really appreciate it. What did you think? Give us your vibe in the comments. I always check them out and pretty much always reply back as well. Hey, honor the algorithm. Give us the bounty of a thumbs up and a little subscribe. And we're going to be back for weekly Book of Boba Fett instant reactions and then roundtables, all that good stuff. We'll be back, of course, on Thursday with Corey Thursdays. We'll be running through all this. We'll be talking about, you know, everything else we've learned since it's go down. And maybe we'll get some stuff up before then as well. I don't know. I'm super pumped. I know I'll be on Corey's Convo call today, this afternoon, 2 p.m. Pacific, if you're around for that. And we'll talk about it all some more. But, yeah, great. I'm pumped. I've been sizzled. Let's go. May that force be with you. Psyched. Psyched, psyched, psyched.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.